have experience with Muslims, you know, as a Jewish guy, sometimes I struggle with Muslims. Does anybody here? No, but I get that we come from the same place, you know, and all that, but there's times when I struggle. But this one guy is in business with me, and he's from India, but he's a Muslim from India, and I have Indian friends that were good, and we're doing business together in the trade show. So the one guy comes over and he says, whatever you do, don't trust that guy. And these, you know, really dark-skinned Indian, my buddy Nick, and he says, that guy is crazy, Timani, don't sell him, man. Don't trust him. So I said, oh, whatever, you know. So I'm in a trade show selling books. And so the guy goes, oh, I'd like to buy books. I said, okay, like this, you know. So anyway, to make a long story short, he spends like about $150,000 in books.
Ooh.
And over, not just one day, no, but over like a couple of years. This is like in 1999, 2000, 2001. And I'm thinking, Tim Lonnie's my buddy. But it's always like pay cash because credit cards or whatever. So he says, can't be this $5,000, $20,000. He pays my credit cards. So it's okay. So then we're buddies and I'm trusting him. And I always wondered to Nick, why don't you trust him? And he goes, Muslims, you know, or something. I don't know what he thought. Nick, you know, he's this really funny Indian guy with a real bad attitude. Just cuss about everything. Everything's F this and this that. It's just the way he talks always. He's a rough guy, you know. So, but it booked another book guy. So then, in 2001, the circumstances happened, and I get in a bind. I you know, I have the business thing, you know. So I lose a store, and I have to move, and I'm just jammed up. I can't fit stuff. So I have a full trailer, you know, like a built 53-foot trailer of bookshelves. And so I called Jamani, you need bookshelves, I give you a discount, $5,000 for a whole truck. He goes, oh, that sounds good, but I can't pay right now because I don't have any money. And I thought, I've known him for years already. He always pays. He said, I'll pay later. I said, oh yeah, no problem. Anyway, I'm stuck. It cost me more than $5,000 to put it someplace else and move it twice, you know. So I said, oh, Jamani, I trust, no, it's been years, go ahead. I ship it to wherever, to Dubai, that's where he lives, in Dubai.
Dubai.
You know, so then I never hear from him again. Years go by, and I think, Tim Lonnie. So I'm not feeling so bad, because I was in a bind anyway, I couldn't keep those bookshelves. So then I'm thinking, they probably killed him, you know, because he's like an older guy. He's actually, probably he was 65 or something, 67 then. And I really worried, because, you know, we hear stories about, you know, the way they transfer money, you know, the whole Muslim guys. Sometimes the business guy will put money to his friend, and somebody in Pakistan said, you give him money and I'll pay you later. I'll pay his friend, and some kind of under-the-counter money. Yeah, that's what I thought was going on. So I really, I worried. I thought, oh my gosh. So anyway, try to make a long story short. Around, I don't know, 2009, suddenly I get a phone call. It's Jamani. Hi, I'm Jamani. I owe you $5,000. I'm so sorry. It's like 7 years, 8 years. And I thought, Jamani, I love you. I'm glad you're alive. You know, I'm kind of trying to overcome like this. And he goes, oh yeah, yeah, I got to buy stuff, but first I pay you. I said, really? Come on. So we go over there, and by the way, I introduced him to Halloween business, and he made good money in Dubai, and even to this day, he got rich after all these years. He lived in an apartment, then last time I saw him, he goes, I got a big house, and my kids are Halloween guys, and so am I, in Dubai, you know, for me, and now I'm all busted out, but anyway, it's okay. No, but what was amazing, now the testimony, this is the testimony. So here, 2009, 7 years later, I'm happy he's alive, and he's Muslim, he knows I'm Jewish, and by the way, I brought him to Mother's Speech, you know. One time we had 800 people here with the interfaith, mm-hmm. And he was so happy he came, and we you know, heard my true parents and all that. So Tim Lani says, okay, I pay you back, so anyway, I'm going to buy it, but I'll only give you $1,000 every time I order. I think, okay, anyway, it's found money to me. So he gives $1,000 like this, and then he says, but this is what's amazing, he said to me, he goes, you know, you're Jewish, and I'm Muslim, you know, but I didn't pay you, I feel so bad, so I have to pay interest. You know, it makes sense, but the thing is, I said to him, I said, but Tim Lani, my friend, you're Muslim, you don't believe in paying interest.
Usury.
He said, yeah, you know, that is
it's called usury.
Yeah.
It's forbidden.
They don't believe in it. It's forbidden. Exactly right. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Now, this Tim Lani, by the way, he prays five times a day. I mean, I'm in his office and on his computer, it pops up, time to pray, you know. I mean, he is a faithful guy, not a radical, really, but faithful. So then he insists he charged me interest. Yeah, I charge him interest. And of course, what am I going to charge for 5 years? It's a lot of money. So I'm thinking to myself, my heart's so moved, and I thought, what a man, he cares about me so much, not only paying me back after all those years, but then he said, I'm going to do interest because I'm Jewish. And I thought, and because he's Muslim, I said, yes, I'll charge interest. But so small, I just said, like, you know, here's $50 or something or whatever. But I did it, like, symbolically. Is that yours?
It's small.
said, that's my alarm, don't talk anymore. So anyway, so that was so moving to me, that's all. And that was the testimony. So he paid interest, and then I told him, you know, I'm very sorry, you know, I don't want you to. And we fought over, kind of struggled, and then I said, okay, I realized it's like an offering for him to go beyond his own realm and to pay interest. He paid all that back, by the way. And then later on, you know, one more thing about him is that I met him in Phoenix or something. We're at another Halloween show this time. And I'm all beaten down. My business died off and I'm all wiped out. And he says to me, he goes, you know something? He says, if you need anything, I give you any money. Anything. And I, of course, I thought, I'm not going to do that. You know. But later, you know, he explained to me, he says, you know, when I was down, one guy, you know, he was out of business, kind of like, you know, some other business. After 2/11, he said, some guy from India, a Muslim guy, his friend, he said, I give you anything, because that's the Muslim way. And loaned him like $150,000, he started a new business and got back and going again. And that's how I met him years later. And he actually, so he offered that to me and really moved my heart. He said, I give you anything. And then, of course, when I actually tried to borrow some money, he said, I don't have money, but I'll give you credit. Let me buy it as a account or something like this. But I mean, but I just saw such overcoming, and I thought, that's really, you know, world peace in action. You know, he overcame for me, and the Jewish and Muslim, who's out doing outreach. That's it.
All right.